to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. I am your host, Ivan, and today I'm coming at you just over 24 hours since Club America's defeat against Chivas, but advancement into the next round of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. I know it sounds quite confusing, and boy, what a game that was. I know from a neutral perspective, it must have been an exciting five-game thriller. As far as America perspective goes, of course, that wasn't the game we all had planned in our heads, and it definitely wasn't the game that André Jardine wanted to see from his players. Although, whilst we can sit here and talk about that, let's not reminisce too much of what happened at the Estadio Azteca and rather focus on what's to come in this Saturday against Chivas in the final Clásico de México, at least as far as the season goes. So, again, I'm doing a little solo podcast here by myself. Going to be talking to you guys, bringing us a little bit of my thoughts into what happened on Wednesday, and then, of course, give you guys a preview of what's to come, hopefully, on Saturday. So let's dive right into it. So Wednesday's game really wasn't exactly what we all expected. It just kind of felt off from the get-go. America looked very flat. America looked very overconfident. And really, I would have to say Chivas were the better team on the night. And that's unfortunate because we are the better team overall. And so for that team who was down and out 3-0 to come into your stadium and outplay you, outshine you the way that they did, that for me is the biggest embarrassment for America. And really, I tweeted it out that it was a pathetic performance and it was a pathetic result because in reality it is. Granted, yes, the objective was to get past them in the round of 16 and then focus on into the quarterfinals, but there's ways of doing it, and we all know that in America there are certain standards that you need to be held accountable for, and that performance on Wednesday was nowhere near America-esque quality. So of course, very frustrating overall, the fact that we kind of I don't know if this term is proper, but kind of felt like entramos de panzazo, even though necessarily on the score sheet in the aggregate result 5-3 doesn't look like it was much of a luck or that we kind of crawled to the finish line. But really, we were on the ropes for a while, and it wasn't until we actually clicked in the second half and started pulling around some good passes and some good performances that things actually changed for us. And so I'm just hopeful that this team is going to be a much more better team in the next round of the CONCACAF Champions Cup and in the following games of the league. I know there has been a span of games, and this is kind of the last one before we're out of the eye of the storm, quote unquote, come Saturday. But still, again, we're America. We don't get any luxury of having excuses for poor performances. And so that's why I think in this game against Chivas on Wednesday at the Azteca, it should have been one of those games where you completely just kind of cap it off as a good performance. Because in reality, that was probably the last Clásico at the Estadio Azteca before the remodeling. So it's going to be the last Clásico that America holds at the Estadio Azteca for like the next 2 years. So yeah, it's frustrating that we went down the way that we did. Obviously grateful that the fact that we still get to move on into the next round, but it's clear to me that there is still plenty to improve. And maybe that result needed to be in order to kind of keep not just us, the fans, level headed and level grounded, but most importantly, the players to kind of ground themselves and be like, okay, we are still favorites, but we need to start showcasing it week in, week out, game in between game, And hopefully that does kind of resonate on the players' heads. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, we'll get into more of it all next week on Tuesday when we get to podcast with the guys. And I'm sure they're going to have their takes and they're going to have their opinions, not just on the game on Wednesday, but I'm sure for whatever happens on Saturday. So we'll break it down. We'll kind of talk about it and kind of, yeah, look forward to that. So we'll see what happens in that sense. So really, honestly, America just kind of has to put that game behind them, move forward and start thinking about the next game coming up, which is obviously, again, Chivas. Feels like, I don't know. I personally, I feel like it's been overdone. Like three clasicos in a span of like a week feels excessive. But still, there is a lot to play here, right? There's three huge points that America needs to grab before the international break. And I know it's a much needed international break for this America side, who is desperately longing for a break after the past month that America has had, really. So you have to end it here on a high note. And I do feel that the players kind of left that game on Wednesday a little bit disappointed with themselves, knowing that they could possibly have done things much better. And so I'm curious to see how the performance is going to be on Saturday. Obviously, you expect the same starting 11 with the exception of Kevin Alvarez coming in for Israel Reyes, who's injured. And after that, you don't really see much changes in the starting 11. I know some of you would be itching to see Javairo start in this game and take out Sendejas. But my only argument to that is that probably Sendejas' performances within the past 2 weeks have been that much better than Javairo's in general. And I know that Javairo has just come off scoring a wonderful goal against Tigres. But again, I don't really see how Sendejas sees the bench on this one. But trust me, I would love to see Javairo. I think Javairo's game was definitely Wednesday's in a game where he could have definitely taken advantage of spaces, of counterattacking moments. He has such a great ability with the ball. He can, you know, do wonderful things. He can feint. And I think the way that Chris puts it perfectly, he just plays at a much different rhythm, a much different tempo than majority of the players out there on the pitch. And so, again, I would love to see him play and start, but I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case for this game on Saturday against Chivas. So, again, we'll have to wait and see. But I do expect it to be kind of rinse and repeat against Chivas in regards to the formation, with that one exception that I mentioned with Kevin Alvarez coming into the starting 11. What I do expect to change, though, and what I do hope changes here, is the fact that America needs to do a much more better performance than they did in the past two games against Chivas. I'm even going to say that they need to do a much better game than they did in that 3-0 victory against them in the Estadio Akron for the first leg. And I'll say this. In that first leg, America played at, I want to say, maybe 75% max, right? They're very lazy at times, and maybe not necessarily lazy. I think I'm just putting that word out there because it's the first one that comes out to mind. But it seems like it's a very passive way of playing, and it's done intentionally at points of the game in order to wear down Chivas, in order to wear down any of the oppositions that we face, in order for them to kind of press at us, and then we kind of string 2-3 passes along, and then we kind of break the line, which America's been capable of doing throughout this season. The only problem is that the final third pass has never really been frequently done correctly throughout the season. And so we're messing up opportunities and we're just giving away the ball. I think that America needs to refine themselves in that final third in order to kind of continuously break lines and then, of course, scoring goal after goal. Now, I don't expect this game to be another 3-0 for America, even though that would be amazing. But I do want to see a much more well-rounded game. I think Chivas is going to come out and try to prove themselves to their fans as well. Look, this is the league. At this point, they could care less what happened in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. What really affects them is the league at this point, and they are desperate, desperate to get back in the top zone of the league. And so they know those 3 points are vital. America is sitting 1 point behind Monterrey and need desperately to continuously gather those points. We still have CONCACAF Champions Cup to, to think about. And so eventually down the road, you're going to have to focus more on that and not necessarily throw away league games, but know that, okay, if you don't get all 3 points and you can still get a point, everything that you make up to that point is crucial, right? So the more you can add to the tally, the better you're going to be off in the long run. So I think both teams are coming into this one and knowing that those 3 points are huge in regards to the season, right? And so we'll see what America is capable of kind of producing. So hopefully we see an America side that, again, is aggressive and also has a sense of stability in the midfield, because it's something that I feel we lost in the second leg was the midfield battle. And in the first leg, I felt like we were sometimes a bit disconnected in there. So I do want to see a much more better performance. I want to see a Jonathan Dos Santos that continuously tucks inside and kind of fills in gaps. Alvaro Fidalgo is great going forward, but sometimes I do feel like he lacks, what's the word I'm looking for here? I guess tactical discipline in whenever we do need to get on the defensive side of things, because sometimes he does drift too wide for my liking, and he starts playing more as a left winger rather than the left center mid. And so I just want to see little things like that, just little details kind of being refined in order to see a much more better America side perform to their utmost capabilities, right? And a player that I do expect to have a game is Diego Valdez, right? He continuously showcased that he is the type of player to come up in these type of games. He's done it last season. He's doing it again this season. And I need him to continuously be kind of that reference point for America going forward. When he's on the pitch, and like I've mentioned this throughout the whole time that he's been at America, when he wants to perform, when he's on it, he is our best player on the pitch. And so he needs to spark some life into Quiñones, into Henry, into Sendejas. Like, he is the catalyst for America going forward. And I expect that number 10 to play that role again on Saturday at the Estadio Corona. So regardless of what Chivas throws at us, I think it's important that we win that midfield battle. We control possession as much as we can. And we don't frantically, you know, lose our heads in any situation, right? Chris says, Chivas plays very emotional. And I feel like the opposite for America is that sometimes we lack emotion in games. And so I think instead of being so passive in the moments, I think we need to find kind of a way to tweak it around and just kind of be a little bit more on point and be a little bit more focused. And so I want to see a much more rounded America really come at Chivas at the end of the day. So we'll see whether or not America is capable of doing that. So again, we'll see. Andre Jardine is very well poised for these games. I think he plants himself very well. And I don't necessarily correlate the mistakes or what happened against Chivas on Wednesday to Jardine. I think his game plan was completely different. It was just the players didn't execute it. Again, I think there was an overconfidence thing kind of mellowing over them, saying kind of like, okay, the margins are too high, like all we need is one goal, the series will be done and dusted. And really you didn't read your opposition correctly, and so I want that to be 100% different, right? Learn from the things that you did right in that first leg, right? You completely went at them, you kind of threw them off balance, you attacked at them very well, you were a very possessive side, you didn't really let them grow into the game. So you need to continuously do that. So it needs to be a well-rounded America game. It doesn't need to be the most perfect 90 minutes we see, but we need to see a good, consistent 70 minutes of America where we have ball possession, where we are dictating the play as to what's going on. Are we going to be aggressive and we're going to attack, or are we going to be more passive in the way that we're approaching the game at certain points of the match, where we let Chivas kind of run themselves out at trying to break us down and then pinch them on the counter? Whatever the case may be, we need to find a balance in between both of those. And I think Jardine has been trying to implement that this whole season. It's just, I think it just needs just a little bit more time to kind of refine and rethink. And so we'll see if we're capable of doing that. And again, look, we've mentioned this all the time, and it's true every moment. America needs an early goal, right? Or at least be the first one on the scoreboard, because then that opens up a world of possibilities. You don't want to be chasing this game after the game you just had on Wednesday. It's crucial, it's detrimental that you start off the game with a goal rather than Chivas getting on the scoreboard and now we're chasing the game, because then that's a completely different game that, trust me, you don't want to play out. So again, we'll see. I'm confident that we have the players, because we've seen them do it time and time again. I'm confident that America can go out there and perform and give us the game that we all want to see. Now it's just up to the fact as to whether or not America is going to perform set things and really just give us a Clásico to kind of boast about and really kill their aspirations in the league. Not necessarily saying that you're going to kill them for good, but look, another poor result in the league and things can start dwindling for them. On the other hand, if we get those 3 points, we start climbing the table. You don't know exactly what's going to happen with the other teams that are following you, but you at least know that you've secured yourself in a promising position, and that's really all America needs to do at this moment. So with that said, my prediction for Saturday's game is going to be 2-0. I know that the clean sheet's a little bit hard to grasp around because of the game we just had. Malagón was terrible in Wednesday's game, but I do expect them to come out and play a bigger role. I do expect the defense to be much more better. Again, Sebastián Cáceres is coming back, and I do feel like we do miss him whenever he's not playing, right? Everyone had a stinker on Wednesday on the defensive side of things, right? And I'm going to chuck it out and just say it was a one-off and not really say that it's going to impact the players going forward in their form. But Sebastián Cáceres brings out the best in Juárez, brings out the best in Igor. And I do think that when he does play, this America side is that much more better off because of it. So, yes, I expect Cáceres to play. And I guess that would be the other change in the lineup. I didn't actually think about that. But, yeah, he would be the other one. And so I do think because of that, America would be able to get the clean sheet. So, again, we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed Cáceres can do what he does, and that is perform and excel and really keep this America side as well-shaped as possible on the defensive side of things. And so I'm thinking 2-0, hopefully Henry goal, and then we kind of call lights out and go into the international break on a high. So get ready for the game on Saturday. That's going to be at 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 Central, and of course 11 p.m. Eastern time. That game's going to be on Telemundo or Peacock if you have that subscription. So remember Peacock and Telemundo for this one, since it is a league game for Chivas. We'll be bringing you guys up to date and keeping you guys in the loop on everything that's going on in that game, as AJ will be giving you guys coverage, full coverage on gifts, goals, reactions, and plenty of more. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys have a wonderful time. We'll be back next week to talk all things Club America in English and recapping the Clásico de Mexico. Until then, you guys take care. Have a wonderful time. And as always, Arriba America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.